USA News. I'm Jerry Marmish. The death toll from a rash of tornadoes on Friday is rising to at least 22. This comes after four people died in structural collapses in Illinois. At least five people died in Arkansas from the storms. But Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders is proud of how her state is coming together.
From a city, a county, a state, and a federal perspective, I would say that everyone is working in total lockstep.
Along with downed trees and power lines, many homes or businesses were heavily damaged or destroyed. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush is calling the indictment of former President Donald Trump, quote, very political. Trump is expected to be arraigned in Manhattan on Tuesday, but Bush tweeted it is, quote, not a matter of justice. Stormy Daniels says the indictment is poetic, but bittersweet. Influencer Andrew Tate is being released from jail and placed on house arrest in Romania. Tate and his brother Tristan remain under investigation for alleged human trafficking claims. He and his brother have been in custody since December on suspicion of trafficking, rape, and forming an organized crime group. Millions of Americans are at risk of losing Medicaid coverage.
The reality will hit home first for residents in Arizona, Arkansas, Idaho, New Hampshire, and South Dakota. Those are the first five states that will begin dropping people from the Medicaid rolls as early as this month. Medicaid enrollment skyrocketed since March 2020. That's when lawmakers passed the Families First Coronavirus Response Act, which prevented states from involuntarily removing anyone from coverage. 14 more states will begin dropping people in May and 20 additional states in June. All states must complete their redeterminations of Medicaid eligibility over the next 14 months. I'm John Schaefer.
Pope Francis is back at the Vatican after a short hospital stay for bronchitis. This is USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
The American consumer has had it.
Customer service problems in the U.S. have hit unprecedented levels, and Americans have become increasingly aggressive in their efforts to address those issues. While customer rage was gauged by the survey at a steady 63%, the percentage of people seeking revenge over their poor experience has tripled to 9% from 3% in 2020. I'm Corey Myers.
The NBA and the National Basketball Players Association have tentatively agreed on a new 7-year collective bargaining agreement. New additions to the league brought on by the CBA include eligibility for awards such as All-NBA and MVP being tied to playing at least 65 games, as well as an in-season tournament that may take place starting next season. The Golden Girls Convention is in Chicago. The 3-day event at the Sheraton Grand Chicago Riverwalk focuses on the classic TV sitcom Golden Con. Will have special guests, panel discussions, and vendors with memorabilia. Well, coming in September, the cast of the sitcom Boy Meets World will reunite at the 90s Con in Tampa to mark the show's 30th anniversary. At the movies Dungeons & Dragons, Honor Among Thieves is on pace for a weekend win at the box office. It took in more than $15 million on Friday. Variety reports it could make between $30 and $40 million domestically. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.